Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're going to be spending some time with you this week as we study from God's Word. You know, we're going to look at each day this week. We're going to talk about God's love and His love for us. And we're going to look at some different things. We're going to look at some of the things that God's love won't do for us, and some of the things that God's love continues to do for us and does for us. You know, a lot of times when you ride down the road or you see, billboards or bumper stickers or whatnot, and you'll see that bumper sticker or sign that says, God loves you. You know, that's a really simple statement, and it's very important, and it's true. But, you know, as you look at that and you think about, you know, God loves you, that may be misinterpreted from time to time. You know, the person that may be living their lives in sin may be thinking to themselves, you know, I know I'm not living right, but hey, maybe I'm okay because God loves me. And that's what we want to look at today especially, is that what God's love won't do. God's love will not turn a blind eye to our sin. You know, the Bible plainly states that God hates sin. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, it says here that these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to Him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. You know, all these things that are listed here are all sinful things, and it says here that God hates those. God hates sin. He doesn't want to be around it. And God sees our sin, and He hates our sin. He's never going to overlook it, and He's always going to hold us accountable for it. If you turn, if you have your Bibles and you're following along with me this morning, if you'll turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10, it says that, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." We're going to be held accountable for all the things that we've done here on this earth. The Lord's not going to overlook our sin just because he loves us. His love's not going to overlook that. He's going to hold us accountable for all the things that are done here in the body. And when you think about it, you know, every person who's ever served under God or has been a servant of God has been held accountable for their sin. And it didn't matter who it was. When you think about Adam, the first man that was created, the way things shaped out for him, where he partook of the forbidden fruit, and he was cast out of the garden. You think about Moses. Moses, one of the greatest servants of God that ever lived, ever walked, and yet he was not able to enter into the promised land because of him not obeying the Lord. His sin caused him to miss out on entering into the promised land. And then one of the most famous examples would be King David. King David is mentioned in the Bible as a man after God's own heart. We know that God loved David. But what did David do? You know, he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Did God overlook that? No, he didn't. And David had to pay the price for that with the loss of the child. So we see here that God, he's not going to overlook our sin. Our God is a God of light, and he just can't have fellowship with anything that's causing the darkness, because he can't be around it. He doesn't want to be around it. He can't overlook our sin. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, the writer here says that this is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So as these verses have clearly stated this morning, our God is a God of light, and he can't be in the dark. He doesn't want to be around the darkness. And if we're in sin, we're in the dark. And if we're in the dark, God's not there with us. Even though he does love us, our sin has caused us to be separated from him, and he can't overlook that. So that's all the time that we have for this morning. We'll continue our study about God's love for us as the week continues. If you are looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road here in Athens, Alabama. And again, we'd invite you to come to each and every one of our services. Thank you for your time today.